Hey, yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in.
To Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your hosts.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's get it popping.
Today's show is brought to you by Higher Intel Music. Higher Intel presents Tashawn Knight and his debut album Change, which is available in all your major digital retailers. Make sure y'all support that. For more information, log on to higherintelmusic.com. That's higherintelmusic.com.
You're the first one I talk to when things are going wrong. See, you understand me, so I don't gotta pretend at all. And your love is patient, true, and it's kind. And I can trust you, 'cause you're truly genuine. And your words are filled with such wisdom. You treat me better than I deserve.
You are my strength, you are my joy, you are my reason for living. You are my source, you are my life, you are that piece I was missing. You are my love, you are my song, you are my reason for singing.
Heart is filled with compassion. The way you care for me is unconditional, and it's an honor just to be in your presence. You treat me better than I deserve. And you secure them from being hurt. See, with you, God, there is no other. You treat me better than I deserve. And you are. That it goes. See, my heart is for you, Jesus. So I gotta take the time out to worship you. 'Cause you are.
You are my reason for living. You are my source.
You're my source. You're my life. Yeah. I'm talking about you, talking about you, talking about you,
Jesus. I'm talking about you.
Christian Radio Show here on NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. Nifty KC, 4 minutes past the hour. Welcome to our world.
Welcome. So how are you feeling?
seeing as it looks like we missed the rapture there.
Oh, man. I was asking all my people on my Facebook page if it was 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Or Pacific.
Or Central.
Because I think Pacific is what, 3 hours behind us in Eastern time?
3 hours behind
Maybe
us.
It was 6 p.m. Pacific.
So,
But honestly, there's the pastor who predicted it.
Yeah.
He recalculated and he says that it's actually going to hit 5 months from now.
October.
So yeah, in case you missed it this time around, you could probably catch it in another 5 months and perhaps, you know, this one will stick.
Well, what he was saying, he was saying that Jesus was supposed to return on May 21st and then it was supposed to be about 5 months of torture and all that stuff. And then the world really was supposed to end in October.
Mm-hmm.
So his recalculation is now that everything is still on schedule. It's just that God is so merciful that God decided not to punish us
yet
for the 5 months. So he's basically saying that God is not doing this whole 5 month punishment period.
No, we have 5 months grace period to sort of get our affairs in order.
You know, I don't know, man. I mean, like...
Oh, what's the 5 months for? If we're not being punished, what's the 5 months for? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's stupid. I mean...
Do you buy into the whole world is going to end story?
Yeah, I buy into it, just not by his calculation.
Well, in 5 months,
you know,
I mean...
I was joking with my wife about it, man. I was saying, you know what? If I was God, I would have ended the world on May 23rd. Or maybe just like peek my head through the clouds and go, surprise, psych, and then just like hide again. Like I would have just played some cruel tricks on the world, man.
What for?
I guess that's why I'm not God.
That's why you're not God.
But his whole stance was, he was basing it on the Bible, Noah's Ark, saying that God told him how it would flood like this again in 7 days, and he calculated every day to be 1,000 years, so 7,000 years, which takes it to 2011, and you know, I mean, that's assuming that everything was dated properly, you know. Assuming that one day means 1,000.
Some fairly logical calculations, provided that
you know it's
the
contingent.
Date it's based on is correct.
Yeah, it's all contingent.
Right, and clearly, right. It's a sliding deadline because now we got 5 more months. We got an extension.
Yeah, so you know, whatever.
So we'll see where that leads.
Yeah, you know, I'm good either way, man. I mean, I wasn't afraid. I'm like, you know, my life's straight. So.
Good.
Only those who ain't living right.
I wonder how many people can say the same. You know, if you were getting ready to go tomorrow, is everything in order?
Better check your lives, man. Check your lives. And speaking of everything in order, man, talk to me about that heart attack. That heart attack joint that you was telling me about.
It actually came about because of it. It began with a conversation about Denny's. And how they were having a bacon sundae.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say sundae, I mean one scoop, a scoop of vanilla ice cream covered in maple syrup, then another scoop of ice cream covered in bacon and more maple syrup.
Yum.
Ew. So if you could eat a heart attack, I'm sure that's what it would taste like. So my sister-in-law and I were discussing that and just appalled at how disgusting that entire combination is, and just amazing how crazy Denny's menu has become.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like they're trying to top one artery clogging dish with another. It's insane. And she emailed me with pictures of the bacon sundae just to gross me out.
It was crazy bacon.
Yeah, and it's just gross. I mean, why do you want ice cream and bacon together? Why? Anyway.
I'm not to diss, you know, our American listeners, but I mean, there are a lot of obese people out there, and this caters to it. There is a market for stuff like this. So from a business standpoint, it's actually quite genius. I don't agree with it ethically or morally speaking.
Thinking
but,
of it is making my stomach hurt.
You know, there
too
was
bad. No,
there
it's
was
not
a surgeon who does liposuction out in California, and he actually owns quite a bunch of fast food franchises. And he fattens people up and then performs liposuction on them. He is the problem and the solution, right?
He's an evil genius,
right? So it's one of those things where this is no different. I don't think this is different. Where you're catering on the taste buds of those who are obese
and the lack of control that these people have of their diets, because obviously
don't they get a free meal after a certain point?
No. That's a different story. That's okay. Not Denny's. I was just about to get to that. So after I was properly and thoroughly grossed out by the Denny's pictures,
yeah,
she goes, well, my sister-in-law said, you think that's bad? Check this out. And then she sent me an email about this fast food joint called the Heart Attack Grill.
Heart Attack, that's what I'm talking about.
In Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And this restaurant takes the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended. They're terrible. They deliberately focus on high-calorie foods just for the shock value of it. So they have a burger called the Quadruple Bypass Burger. 8,000 calories.
Yeah.
8,000 calories in this one burger.
It's like 3 days. It's like 3 days worth of food.
If you and one person shared this burger and split it into half, it would still be double your calorie intake, your daily calorie intake. That's how bad this burger is. It is layer upon layer of half a pound of meat, bacon, cheese, and then, oh, of course, lettuce and tomato, just sort of as, I don't know, some sort of, it's like eating everything and having the Diet Coke on the side. It's
yeah,
like, you know, and they pride themselves on preparing food that is very, very, very high in fat and calories. They boast that their French fries are done in pure lard.
Oh, nice.
They offer Jolt colas. Anything that is high in calories, they really stand by it. They swear by it. People over 350 pounds can eat free, provided they weigh in with a doctor or a nurse before buying a burger. They can eat for free.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they had... Now, all of this is notwithstanding the fact that they had a spokesman.
Yeah.
A spokesman who was 575 pounds. Who passed away at the age of 29 this past March.
Wow.
And they say he died of pneumonia, but of course, you know, it's weight-related illness, clearly.
Can I make an announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of random related, but still related.
Okay.
I'm going to go on record. For all the people that listen to the Nifty Christian Radio Show, I'm going to start to work out again.
Really?
I'm gonna get back in shape. Because, you know,
where does this newfound dedication come from?
I got an album coming out, man. I got an album coming out in November. You know what's funny? You were there. I mean, I just came off tour with Spoken, Never Heard, Tashawn Knight. And these dudes, man, are in shape.
Especially Tashawn.
I mean, these dudes had so much energy on the road, and I was lucky I was just hosting, man. I didn't have to put out the energy like that. But on the next tour run, I'm gonna be like in it. And you know, I mean I can't be eating these, you know.
Congratulations.
Heart attack.
Oh my gosh, perhaps a rapture really is coming.
I'm gonna put it out there, man.
He is gonna stop eating.
Yo, Rock, man, you know, I'm coming for you, son. Spoken, Never Heard, you know.
Wow.
Man. I'm getting shape, son. I'm getting shape for the fall so that I can go on stage and not pass out
when
I minister.
Wow.
But yo, man.
That is impressive. That
are you happy? My wife would be ecstatic.
I'm sure she is.
I mean, like right now, she can't even control herself. But I mean, imagine once I go from a four pack. I mean, imagine once I go from this four pack to like this eight pack. I mean, yeah,
pack of what?
You know, so I got a four pack right now. So you know what I'm saying? It's just what we do. Yeah, four pack on a gut, but you know,
four pack of juice.
But yo, man.
Oh no! Yeah, I was still talking about the Heart Attack Grill.
Finish. I'm sorry.
I'm so distracted.
I don't even know.
They are absolutely insane. They're disgusting in terms of their, like I said, the caloric intake. But the thing is, with them, they're getting more attention because,
of course,
their waitresses, however, dress as though they've stepped out of an X-rated movie. I'm not kidding. They dress like nurses in these skimpy little outfits that look like they're wearing absolutely next to nothing.
So what they're doing is just pushing the line further and further.
Yeah. So there's everything wrong. Everything you could hope to find wrong.
Yeah.
Is done by these people, and they are very popular.
Of course.
They have more than one location.
The more you push the line, the more popular you will become. Controversy always sells.
Yeah, the owner, when he started this up, said he wanted to create nutritional porn.
Mm.
And I think that's exactly what he's done. There's a sort of perversion associated with this. When you see food at this level, you know, it's so excessive.
Mm.
I am so sure these people are breaking all kinds of commandments. I am sure of it. It's just you look at it and you go, oh my gosh, there is a lot wrong with this. Too much. It's wrong on so many levels that you just cannot, you don't feel right even looking at it.
You know, what's worse, the owner creating this concept or the fact that a lot of people are buying into it and the fact that it's so popular? You know what I mean? So...
It's a chicken and egg, right?
The people are enabling
him. Yeah, but I don't know if he's worse for preying on the fact that people who are overweight and who eat those types of things often have trouble controlling their appetites.
Yeah.
You know, they often, if you really, of course, you know, there's different reasons to be overweight. It can be glandular, it can be... you know, you may have some sort of disease that's related, and then, you know, I know someone who has maybe cystic fibrosis,
uh-huh.
and you know, it sort of leads to these things. But those who are, if it's just strictly food related, a lot of the times portion control makes a big difference.
Right.
And for those who have trouble controlling their portions, this does not help. When you are able to go into a restaurant like this and eat for free as long as you weigh 350 pounds, and then you go sit down to an 8,000 calorie burger all by yourself.
They shouldn't go there.
They shouldn't, but they do, and he knows that they will come. You know, it's I don't know, it's a certain kind of, there's a certain kind of evil contained in that, in that sort of enabling. Yeah. Okay, for instance, it's insane. I remember... non-related, non-food related, but there was a woman who had a gambling problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she went in and she gambled and she lost everything at this casino and mm-hmm. then turned around and sued the casino. She sued the casino.
Yeah.
For wooing her back and for luring her into this trap. She said they laid a trap for her. They knew she had a problem with gambling, and they still went after her knowing this and invited her and enticed her to come in and gamble and lose all of her money.
Did she win the case?
I think she did win. I think she won the case because they really did. Knowing, like, she'd been banned before.
Yeah.
She had issues before, and I think they sought her out and brought her back. When they knew, I think they learned that she'd won some money or received some money in some sort of settlement and, you know, invited her back, and then, boom, there she was again. So, I mean, it's crazy.
We'll continue this after the break, man, because, I mean, you can... Where do you draw the line in terms of, like, what business owners are doing? I mean, because that's what supply and demand is. I mean, the whole capitalist system works on that same premise, that there is a demand for something and they supply it. So where do you draw the line, man? So we'll talk about that after the break. Right now, this is my man, Ambassador. He's back, y'all, with my homie,
he's
DJ Wado. Check this one out, man. It's called The Reunion, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Hit you off with the newest holy hip hop and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Keep a little cozy corner in your heart for me.
He's back, the ambassador, and your boy Wado.
What up?
It's amazing we at this point. Lot of dudes thought we couldn't get here. Matter of fact, put God's grace on full display.
I'd be honored
how we live for Christ. And die to make him known.
Alright, let me see. How should I come?
Used to write a song about him. I got one and all my album. Love you, Jesus. Crown him, Jesus. All the power is his. This is a call to praise as well as a call to faith. Faith is putting all your weight all the way on him. No leaning, being your being. He'll never drop. Trust him, it's to throw yourself upon him like a belly flop. Can't be willy-nilly, and that really is the dilly. God's glory glow drops like the dudes that make them silly shots.
never ran some, cause he runs it all, but we ran from him. Now at this point, he can do one of two things.
Erase you.
Or with his grace lace you just like some shoestrings. He can do it the way people like to do things. Let you go, say it's your fault. That'll be true scenes. Logical, how would you argue? Is it one piece that you can make? You could only say, I'm a dumb sheep. But there's something else he could, but really doesn't have to do. Doesn't make sense, but he could chase after you. He can leave home like going off to college. Knowing you're lost, pick up the cost of all the mileage. Endure the heat of cold on or off-road conditions. Any personal pain, he can chalk it up all the missions. Any resistance, he can make more appeals. Show compassion like those who want to save all the seals. Yes. He can even die just to save lives. If you wander, he can find you, bring the sinner back. James 5. What would Jesus do? He would do the ladder. I don't know why he's so high. He would use the ladder just to climb down. Stepping the time, bringing the heavenly mind down. How do I know? Because he did it. It's time now to imitate. Demonstrate. Be the people of inner state of receiving grace. Now we serve the grace like a dinner plate. I tell you, I've grown more to see this more love shown nowadays for the iPhone 4. Than a brother, the blood is covered, especially when he bugs out. That's what Jesus died, so that's the time to bring your love out. All you gotta do is care for it. Therefore, you'll move anything or go anywhere for it. Remove a couch for a silver dollar. If you know you're worth more than platinum and gold or silver, holler. Will the Father let his people go? Not a chance. Will the Son? Nah, you can know by the hands.
Nope.
By the size, by the feet, really by the holes. He's holy, but the cross shows he's really about a soul. Don't forget the gospel, that's for believers too.
Right.
We might slip, but he grips us like white beaters do. We might drip like John Mark and like Peter too. We're righteous because of the Christ, the first Peter too. He the truth, we the dudes that need him, because we didn't prove. We can creep, we can cheat, we got deep-seated issues. And trust me, I ain't bitter, I'm every bit. Bitter, bitter, torn heart being stitched together like you did a sweater.
Let's run out of breath.
Hey, yo, what? Don't you lost a step? The ambassador. I told you he's back.
Here we go again.
This is Canada's number one talk show.
Number one.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
I am talking, talking, talking to you.
Yes, yes, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. 22 minutes past the hour. And just before we got into that track there by the ambassador, Kay was alluding to the fact that, you know, it's kind of evil that these business owners kind of prey on the weaknesses of people who enjoy to eat. And I wanted to continue that briefly and just ask a question. Where do you draw the line in terms of the whole concept of supply and demand? You know, if I know that people want, you know, music or food or movies or clothes,
mm-hmm.
You know, even strip clubs, whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, there's the whole business model is based on the fact that people... There's a need for something, and then there's somebody or a group of people that come along and supply a need. Where do you draw the line in terms of saying that something is evil now, as opposed to just something is just addressing a need?
When it becomes detrimental to the consumer, just as you said, supply and demand. There's crackheads out there,
right?
That demand crack. You saying drug dealers are correct for supplying them with this? Not really. Not at all. Not at all. Okay, of course the crackheads would be happy. Sure, their needs are being met. But
compare that to a pharmacy now.
Again, that is within means and moderation. A pharmacy will dispense drugs based on a prescription, based on a certain dosage given to you by a doctor. There, of course, are people who step outside those bounds and get false prescriptions and
high dosage.
But that's when it becomes a problem. It's to their detriment. Hence Michael Jackson.
Right, right.
See where that led to. What that led to. So within moderation, when the dealer when the supplier is giving something that is excessive,
uh-huh.
they're no more than a dealer, because the person that they're supplying the stuff to, you know, the object, whatever it is, the goods, they're almost an addict. if it's excessive, you're pretty much an addict.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're an addict, whoever is helping you get what you want is enabling you.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is allowing you to be satisfied when you are an addict is enabling you. That's a problem. I think that's a problem. And I think that's where the line should be drawn. People who have trouble controlling their appetites, trouble controlling their portions, don't need to be going to a place like the Heart Attack Grill. And the Heart Attack Grill shouldn't be making it so easy for people who have trouble controlling themselves to eat.
So would it be better if they selected their customers, like somebody who was in somewhat decent shape, healthy, if they only allowed, you know, people who were not obese to eat in the restaurant, would that lighten the blow, so to speak?
I don't know.
Right, because I mean, the reason why I'm asking, like, I'm thinking, like, let's say bartenders, right? Right? Not everybody is an alcoholic, but bartenders,
yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure the bartenders aren't behind the counter downing a drink every 2 minutes. I looked at the staff at the Heart Attack Grill.
Yeah.
I looked at those. I looked at there was an article and it displayed the pictures of the ladies and the excessively skimpy wear.
Right.
And the servers behind the counter, not one of them was overweight. They were all quite skinny. And something tells me they don't touch the goods at that place.
Right, right.
Something tells me. And pretty much, I know a few people who've worked in retail and worked in food, mm-hmm. food services. And after a while, like, let's just say you work at McDonald's. 9 times out of 10, you really don't want to eat McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're working there, you're really not interested in the food that you're serving.
Right.
That's the irony of it all. You're surrounded by it, and yet you don't care for it. So, I don't know. I don't know that skinny people would, or people who weren't overweight, to me, I think that they wouldn't be interested, actually, in the food.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate, obviously, right? Like, hypothetically speaking, let's say someone like you, like you're in shape, you work out, you want a cheat day.
I would not go to the Heart Attack Grill. I would not go to the Heart Attack Grill.
No?
No.
Not even to try someone who's as experimental as you when it comes to trying new foods and all of that stuff? No.
No, you know why? Because I'm too calorie conscious to go and consciously eat 8,000 calories.
Yeah.
I would have to fast for a month.
I was just going to say, like, you could probably fast for the next day or two.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. When you have all those calories in one sitting, what happens is you're inevitably going to get hungry again later on.
Yeah.
But you've already had the calorie intake that you need for one day. You've had all the calories you should be having for one day. And that's if you've had 2,000 calories already. Let's just say you went and you sat and you had a Big Mac and fries and a shake.
Mm-hmm.
You're already having over 2,000 calories right there. Now, in case you haven't noticed, I count calories. I do that.
Casey's a nutritional freak, y'all.
I'm a bit of a nut with that. But sorry. That's just what I do. Other people have their own ways of managing their weight.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I can gain weight very easily. I know. I love food. And so I control myself.
Mm-hmm.
I restrict what I eat. I don't deprive myself. I mean, if I want some ice cream, I'm going to go get my ice cream. But I'm going to go work out later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I control myself. I control how much I have. Simply because when I overdo it, I feel guilty. And I don't like feeling guilt. Anything that's excessive causes me to feel guilty, causing me to feel like I overdid it. And I don't like that feeling.
Not me.
What do you mean not you? You don't ever have that feeling that you overdid it?
Not when it comes to food. No.
I don't know. I don't go near McDonald's, for instance.
You're on your own
do.
There. You are on your own there. I love me some McDonald's. And I know
how are you gonna get into shape and still eat that?
It's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough. I'll just have to work out harder or something, man. I don't want to think about this right now. I don't want to think about this right now.
It's gonna be very interesting.
It's gonna be tough, man. I'm telling you. I don't know.
See what happens in Nifty when you threaten to take away the McDonald's.
Oh my gosh, man. But anyway, man, we have a great rest of the show planned for y'all. Coming up after the next break, we're gonna be talking about you know, Christians and marriage counseling. The question is this: should Christian couples do 1 year, at least 1 year of marriage counseling before getting married, like the Catholics do? should they? And, you know, is it a good idea, a bad idea? Are there benefits? Are there advantages, disadvantages? I actually did a poll on the Facebook site, so I got some results there. Got some stats that I want to read y'all. We got thoughts by Greg the Trucker. He's coming up just around the corner. And I got some things that I want to talk to KC about. Some special news that I'm going to be talking to KC about, you know, because she's getting involved in some new things. So I'm going to pick her brain.
Whatever.
Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
For more instrumentals, visit drakesmusic.com.
No girl, but I'm living like I got one. I put God in the front like a shotgun. Same kid in the past that'll pop one. Changed up, now I'm flying with the top gun. New image, put the O for adoption. Not J, cause I really put the rock up. And the devil is a virus, gotta pop up. Then I pray in the spirit is my doctor. Take a look at that, I put my thing down. Even though the clock ticking like a ring out. I rep Christ, I don't even think doubt. I had the devil in my ear, but he dipped out.
5 in the morning, do it till I pass out. All up in the zone and I'm never gonna back down. Wake up in the morning, praying I don't tap out. Devil at my door, but I beat him like Pacquiao.
And I be living that word. And I be living that word. And I be living that word. And I be living that word.
And I'm living like I'm Christ, cause I'm blessed. You wanna live it right, but you be riding to the left. And praying that he listen, cause you only want the best. But you were fair to mention that you living in a mess. I'm thinking like, yes, I'ma praise him. My God is amazing. Listen to the word, he's my rock when it's raining. And we try to do it, but we slaving. Life is such a game, better save it, save him.
5 in the morning, do it till I pass out. All up in the zone, and I'm never gonna back down. Wake up in the morning, praying I don't tap out. Devil at my door, but I beat him like Pacquiao.
And I be living that word. And I be living that word. And I be living that word. And I be living that word.
5 in the morning, do it till I pass out. All up in the zone and I'm never gonna back down. Wake up in the morning, praying I don't tap out. Devil at my door, but I beat him like Pacquiao.
And I be living that word. And I be living that word. And I be living that word. And I be living that word.
I be living that word.
Hey.
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 Ha. Yeah. It's the kid Millie Young. I see you, Mr. Francis. Hey, you know we fresh out the world, right? Yeah. Not conform with the ways of the world. We fresh out. We all.
Yes, man. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. That was my homie Millie Young out of Florida. Really, really talented cat, man. I just got put onto this cat, man. And this dude is he's got next, man. He's got next.
He sounds good.
Watch out for this cat, man. He's got a mixtape coming out, so you know, we'll definitely keep y'all posted with him. But
I'm wondering how old he is, though.
He's in his 20s. He's in his young 20s.
Doesn't he sound so much younger, though?
He sounds mad young.
I guess that's memorable. I guess that's what makes him really, really memorable. He sounds as though he's about 50.
He's got that swag, though, man. Dude's got swag, man.
Talented 15-year-old, if he was one.
That Florida swag, man. But yo, check this out, man. I was reading some stats the other day, and about, you know, divorce rates and all that stuff. I came across this article, and what was interesting is that the highest divorce rates are actually among the Bible Belt. Just a few, you know, stats here for you. 27% of born-again Christians have had at least one divorce. 24% of all non-born-again Christians have been divorced. 21% of atheists have been divorced. 21% of Catholics and Lutherans have been
divorced. The numbers are lower.
Now, Catholics and atheists have the lowest divorce rates. By contrast, 29% of Baptists have been divorced. And where is the other one? The one with the mainstream Protestants. 25% of mainstream Protestants have been divorced.
Wow.
So, of the Christian religion and all the denominations and so forth, The Catholics actually have the lowest divorce rate, as well as the atheists, but we're not going to focus on the atheists right now. But the Catholics do something that I think is very cool. To get married in the Catholic Church, you have to go through 1 year of counseling with the priest before the priest will actually marry. Now, Kay and I both grew up Catholic, but Kay knows a bit more of it than me because, you know, I got out of it a bit earlier. But I think it's very interesting. And I was wondering, you know, if Catholics have the lowest divorce rate, and this is something that they do, like it's almost like mandatory, would it make more sense for Protestants to also employ a strategy like this?
And before you go on, I wanted to add that with Catholics, getting divorced is a whole lot harder as a Catholic couple.
Oh, right, right.
The Catholic Church demands that you get your marriage annulled in order to recognize the fact that you and your spouse have gone your separate ways.
Now, for those who may not be up on this, what is the meaning of annulled?
It basically means that your marriage is canceled. It's as if it never happened. Mm-hmm. So really, in the Catholic Church's eyes, if you and your spouse went through the legal proceedings and you got divorced in the eyes of the law, they don't care.
You're still married. In the eyes of God.
And you are committing, and you're committing bigamy by marrying again if your marriage has not been annulled. It's not been properly annulled by the Catholic Church. And grounds for annulment are not a simple deal either. It's not easy to get your marriage annulled. Infidelity, for instance, is not grounds for annulment.
Oh, really?
No, it's not. You have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this marriage in no way could work. It had to have been built on complete complete deception or something really major had to be wrong. Extreme abuse, things like that. Those are grounds. But for instance, infidelity, no, you need to go get counseling. You need
work
to work
out
through your issues. You're not allowed to just run away just like that. So even if you go to the courts and you get a divorce, a $400 divorce, doesn't matter. Church does not care. You are still married. And even, and actually that's close to, there's scripture to support that.
Yeah.
In that, you know, if you're not to marry again until your spouse dies.
Yeah.
As a woman, you shouldn't marry again until your husband dies. You're committing adultery if you marry while your husband is still alive, even though you've separated. So that's pretty much how the Catholic Church sees it. If it's not annulled, you are still married.
So you bringing up that scripture begs a question. I mean, the fact that a lot of people don't really go by that, do you think that that's one of the reasons why the divorce rates are so high? The fact that, you know, divorce nowadays is relatively easy to get.
It is very easy.
And
it's
not really recognized by the Protestant Church as much as it is by the Catholic Church.
But then
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And of course, again, you mentioned the counseling, the premarital counseling for the year. Now, there's a whole lot. I notice in non-Catholic denominations, there's more stress placed on, of course. Okay, a lot of young people seem to think that is, if you want to have sex, get married.
Yeah.
We heard, we had a friend the other day go, I have to get married because I want to have sex and a lot of it. I want to have lots and lots and lots of sex. And I can't do it right now. I want to get married.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if, okay, that's the solution. You want to go have sex, you go get married. And that, of course, really, when you look at it, is the wrong foundation to build a marriage on. And therefore, when you get married and you start having sex and that stops being the order of the day and the novelty wears off, then you start to get to know the person that you really stuck with. And you might not always find that you like that person. And then the next thing you know, there's trouble in paradise and the marriage isn't working out. And as quickly as you fell into it, you're out.
Yeah, that's true. It's so true. And so really, it's just there is a different mentality when it comes to how Catholics deal with it and how Protestants deal with it. It's a completely different approach.
There's nothing, that whole marriage bed is undefiled and all that.
Yeah.
You don't hear that in Catholicism. You don't hear that. You don't, you know, the impression that once you get married, you can be as freaky as you want to be. Mm-hmm. That's not something that's taught in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Sexuality, as a matter of fact, it's pretty much squashed
in
the Catholic Church. You don't want to hear about that. You just abstain until after marriage, and that's about it. There's no, if you want to have sex, you should probably go get married. That's not how it's spun there.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, if you're talking about sex, you should be really concentrating on denying that part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's, you know, all that uproar that happened with the Pope, sanctioning, giving the go-ahead for birth control and all that stuff. Because, of course, what that meant was he was advocating premarital sex and he was acknowledging sex, not even advocating, but it was just unheard of that he would acknowledge that sex would be happening.
I feel you.
So the whole impression, the whole idea of sexuality as Catholic, that doesn't really, it's not discussed and embraced and talked about the way relations would be talked about in other denominations.
You know, I ran a poll on the website, on Facebook. 66% believe that one-year counseling should be mandatory, while 33% don't believe. I had a brief discussion with one cat saying maybe not 1 year, but maybe just enough time to work through the issues, whatever issues there may be. I kind of have a generic rule when I talk to people. I always say minimum 3 years before any marriage will occur. The first year in a relationship, it's a honeymoon phase. Everyone is, you know, they have their representatives out. Everyone is on their best behavior. The two people are on their best behavior. Year number two, that's when all the flaws start to come out. You know, you both get comfortable and you start realizing, okay, this dude farts more than I can handle, or this person is actually a bit more selfish than what I had, you know, initially thought. And then in the third year, that's when, especially for men, that's when we really evaluate if we can actually deal with your flaws for the rest of our lives. And what I would suggest is, you know, in the second or third year, typically speaking, that's when the counseling should occur to see if they're able to deal with it long term and to really prepare them for the long road of marriage. But a lot of cats like to rush into things. I find that, and again, I'm not knocking the Protestant style because I am a Protestant, but I find, especially as you mentioned, people do rush to have the sex. They rush to fit into a socially...
Yeah.
It's social as well. It's socially acceptable to be married.
To be married and to be married at a young age. I was just about to say that in Protestant, in that faith, you find a lot of young people married already. You find by the age of 24...
I've seen 22.
22
Young cats. Yeah.
Young people, very young people getting married and not necessarily prepared young people being married.
Yeah.
While in the Catholic Church, there's no real pressure to get married until you are sure that you've decided, okay, this is the person. Then you engage in the premarital counseling, that sort of thing. It's not hanging over their heads as much as it seems to be so socially accepted. You need to be socially accepted in those other denominations. You need to be married. Young men get more respect as married men.
Yeah.
Among their brethren.
Yeah, it's true.
In the Catholic Church, it's really that kind of weight isn't there. But for other young men, other young Christian men, being to be married is a very good thing. And I think I remember hearing you say, an older person said to you once, you should actually, was it your grandmother? That you should actually get married and then get baptized?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
That's exactly what you were saying, man. Soon after I gave my life to the Lord, you know, my grandma, God bless her soul, she said that I should get married first before getting baptized. She didn't believe it was possible for a man to stay single and saved. She thought the only way that a man could actually stay saved in terms of dealing with the lust issue was marriage. Mm-hmm. And hearing that, it really shows what the last generation's mentality was mm-hmm. on marriage. It wasn't really an instance of love and people uniting. It was actually a tool to not do something. And that comes from what Paul said. You know how Paul says it's better to get married than to lust and burn?
To burn, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they've blown that scripture out of proportion where they're using marriage now as a tool to not burn as opposed to a union with somebody and really developing a relationship and growing with them and Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense as to why the divorce rate is so much higher among Protestants as it is among Catholics. Now, again, I want to make this clear. I'm not trying to make this a Catholics is better or Protestants is better type of debate.
Of course not.
But what I would like to really get across with this type of discussion is that I think us as Protestants, we need to take a deeper look at marriage and we need to take it more seriously as opposed to just a sex thing or just a socially acceptable part. But really take a deeper look, peel back some layers and really find out and discover why is it we are getting married and can this really last for the rest of your life? And I think counseling will assist you in making that decision and assessing your future partner. That's all I wanted to say.
It's a good point.
That's all I wanted to say. Is that
well said?
Please don't hurt me, y'all.
Just our opinion.
1-877-44-NIFTY, man. Tell us how you feel about it. We got Thoughts by Greg the Trucker coming up next. Warning.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Greg, a.k.a. the truck driver out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, and you're listening to the Nifty Christian Radio Show, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. I wanted to make a comment for all those that listen to the most recent podcast or episode about individuals who decide to bleach their skin or tan their skin. See, there's a biblical principle that comes out of that subject if y'all didn't catch it. Now, for those of you all that was waiting for Nifty and KC to give you all a scriptural reference or some deep theological essence of what the word means in this regard, you wasn't paying attention. KC had expressed what it was to be in a family where she was the only one who looked the way that she did in her immediate family. And you all should have the same outlook as to yourself. See, some of us are dealing with skin problems as far as acne. Some of us are dealing with problems with our haircuts. Some of us are dealing with issues with our finances, issues with the way our bodies are shaped. And there's so many things that we pay attention to and we are particular about our physical self. But if you really understood the struggles that you're dealing with pride, with fornication, with anger, you wouldn't make time or reserve time to deal with these things that we deal with physically. There's a Bible scripture, or there's a piece of scripture that points a situation like this out. Jesus Christ told Apostle Paul, and remember, Apostle Paul had a speech impediment. He also had a physical ailment, and he also had some individual issues that he was dealing with. But he told this one thing. Jesus told Paul this one thing. He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And I impart that same message to you all. You may be worried about how your weight is, or you may be worried about how you look physically, but God says that His grace is sufficient. So I want all the Nifty Radio Show listeners to remind themselves and look in the mirror and say, "I am not my weight. I am not my nose. I am not my hair color nor my hair texture. I am a child of God. I am an intelligent believer. And I will believe that." This is Greg, a.k.a. the truck driver. These are my thoughts.
Don't touch that dial. We've got more heat coming your way. We know you like the hip-hop music, but you also want the right message in the content. Well, let me introduce some and present to others the digital music source for hip-hop's next generation.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
The people's choice for Christian hip-hop and R&B, bringing you all the flavors you need from the East, the West, the Midwest, the Holy South, and all around the globe. The hip-hop culture's not going anywhere. Arm yourself with music representing the kingdom.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
He's rocked the stage with The Truth, Canton Jones, Lecrae. Now on June 14th, you can get the debut album.
Hey, this that unseen. Proof. This that unseen. Proof. This that unseen. Proof. This that unseen.
Also featuring the smash hit single, yeah, Do It, yeah, featuring Tashawn Knight.
The Bible tells you what to do. We tell you how to do it.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Come on. Say what?
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
What'd he say?
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
What'd he say?
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
What are you saying?
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Stop it, I mean it.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Hey, you don't club no more.
Head out.
Yes, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. That was my man Spoken with Get Over It. Come get a hold of this. Come get Jehovah's Kiss. A big tune, that team. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Fire. Bonfire. But yeah, man. Kay and I got some exciting news that we would love to share with you at this time. Very, very flustered. And very, very excited to
Why
share that.
Why are you flustered?
I don't know. Just I'm excited. You know, I'm blushing. Mm. But we started a label called Higher Intel Music, or HIM. Yeah. And
we meaning
cases
us.
Yeah. I mean, there's other cats on the team, but the founders of it, the spearheaders of it, myself and Kay. And very, very excited. We've signed our first artist, which is Tashawn Knight. And Tashawn, if you remember, we started playing him a couple years back, and he was actually the most requested artist that we've ever had on the show. People were emailing and calling to hear his music weekly. And we built a relationship with him, and came to our church and ministered, and we became friends and got to know him and feel his heart and see his heart and just learn about his ministry. And very, very humble guy, very nice guy, very down-earth guy, teachable. And you know, he's ready to take it to the next level. So he approached us and we talked about it, prayed about it, and voila, him was born. And Nifty, myself, is the other artist on the label. And we'll both be coming out with projects this fall, 2011. Hence the reason why I'm going to be working out.
Yes. Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Yeah, whatever.
Hallelujah. We should mention that we just came off a joint venture with Role Model Records. Their Eyes on High tour. Tashawn was a part of that. Did a wonderful, wonderful job on the road. Beautiful, beautiful experience. Nifty as well.
Yeah, I was a host of the show. I was the host of the tour.
And it really was a wonderful integration. It really, really turned out well. We loved working with Role Model Records. We're looking forward to some more ventures in the future.
Yeah, we're actually planning another one for the fall, another fall tour. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very excited about that. One of the reasons why I brought this idea to Kay, NiftyChristian.com, she does exclusively all of the articles on there. All of the correspondence that's ever been done with the radio show has been all the hands of Kay. And we're very fortunate that the show has now grown to a place where I didn't even expect it to be. I mean, I definitely credit God to it, but I mean, we're now downloaded in about 80 countries worldwide.
Over 80 countries.
And it's such a blessing to know that a lot of that was at Kay's hands, and corresponding and talking to people and writing articles that are interesting and viral, you know, articles that have just gone viral. And people just clicking onto the site and discovering the show and topics and all that stuff, man. It's just grown. So, you know, the correspondence leg and, you know, a lot of the bookings and all this stuff is going to be handled by Miss K Sizzle. And a lot of the ideas and the consulting and the management will be handled by myself. And we got a few other ghost cats on there that prefer to not be mentioned at this point.
A few vital contributors.
But a few people who don't want credit, but we're so appreciative of them. Y'all know who you are.
You'll definitely be seeing their talents as Higher Intel grows and moves forward. It is really, it's an amazing experience to just go from radio hosts to label founders, stepping into a different set of waters now. But it's actually great. I think one helps the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think our love for music, our ear for music has really put us in a good place to understand and to help.
Yeah.
To help this grow. I mean, Higher Intel has actually been instrumental in Never Heard's album, executive producing that album, for instance. So it's it's new territory, but it's not.
It's not. I mean, I've been in the Christian music scene for maybe, I don't want to date myself. I won't date myself, but maybe 10 years now.
It's not like you're old.
9, 10 years, about that. Mm-hmm. And it's been really all about me. Since I started the show, mm-hmm. before I started the show, it was all about Nifty, Nifty, Nifty. And then, you know, I really wanted to branch out and make it about other artists. So the radio show, you know, we support as much artists as we can. The show is a ministry to other people. It's less about me. I mean, how many times have you really heard my song play on this show?
Yeah, I mean,
I barely play my music on this show.
I think it's
right?
really indicative of what you started out as is Nifty.
Yeah.
The Nubian intelligence from the Yahweh. If anyone follows you, who's really followed you, they would definitely know that that's the original meaning of your name.
Yeah.
And now it means something totally different.
Nothing impossible for the youth.
Nothing's impossible for the youth. Yeah. So now you've gone from being about self to more about others. Even your name sort of reflects that.
Yeah.
So it shows that you're in a completely different place where you're still in music. You're still there. But it's now from a different capacity.
The approach is completely different now. Thankfully, I'm actually now a certified counselor. So the approach now with the tours that we're doing, with the shows that we're going to be doing, there's going to be a heavy ministry aspect involved with it. It won't just be a music tour. Forward, any Higher Intel tour that goes on, you will have a music aspect to it, but you will have us discussing
this
and attacking topics and subjects that are so that are hindering the church.
That's what's going to separate the Higher Intel experience from any other concert that you might attend.
So it's very, very important that everyone gets to understand where we're coming from. We're not doing this just to say that we're a label. It really is a big ministry for us. We want to be different. We want to be strategic in how we do these things. It's not just music, but it's ministry, as Wada would say. The tour that we're planning right now, we're going to be tackling three topics, which is depression, sex before marriage, and secular music. These are the three biggest issues that are affecting teenagers, young Christians in the church. So we want to use music as a way to get in and just to get their attention, but there will be more emphasis on actually dealing with those issues and how to solve them, and practical strategies to deal with it and lower those occurrences in the church. And this is what Higher Intel is about. Higher Intel is about mentorship. We mentor our artists and we mentor the people that we come in contact with so that we can really not be hypocritical Christians, but effective Christians.
Building up the relationships is so important here with ourselves and with Christ.
Huge.
It's basically the foundation of this. When we say I'm with Him, that's a part of our motto there. I'm with Him. It also means Him as in Jesus Christ, as in God.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that component that we want to always remind ourselves of. Whenever we say our name, Higher Intel Music, it stands for Him because we were thinking of Him, being guided by Him throughout the whole journey.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You not having as much experience in the industry, did you have any fears, any hesitations?
Any reservations?
About being so involved.
Actually, no. Yeah. I've found it very exciting. Because I have to thank you for it. Whenever I make suggestions and contributions, You've so far taken me seriously.
So far. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, you consider my suggestions.
Yeah.
You explore them if they're viable. It hasn't been a sort of, okay, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You haven't done this, you haven't done that. It hasn't been that way working with you so far. So it definitely helps. I also know that I have a good ear for music, so I pretty much fit in well working with the radio show, and then
you alright.
Whatever. Whatever.
You alright.
And of course, I kind of get in where I fit in, pretty much, because I'm in, you know, I take care of the administration, I take care of the communications, the correspondence, and that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at that stuff. I'm not tooting my own horn, but toot toot, yeah, I'm good at that stuff. So
you are in that stuff.
Can you just not take away my shine at this moment?
Okay.
That is absolutely just mean.
You know, I'm a mean person.
You're not a mean person. You're just mean to me and you need to stop. Anyways, I know that I'm good at that, and that's and therefore that's where I add value to the Higher Intel brand, and that's why I've been excited, because I know that putting my talents together with your own, we, you know, we shine in different areas, but we come together to make a complete unit, a completely different unit.
Yeah.
Together, you know, the two halves make up a completely different unit. So it's been a great experience, and I really don't see it being anything. I anticipate challenges and whatnot. What experience, what ministry doesn't see difficulties and challenges? But I really don't feel as though it's anything that can't be overcome, because so far it seems as though God has had his hand on this.
Yeah, the way it all played out, the way it all panned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely God. I mean,
it really feels as though God is just...
I had no intention of starting a label last year. You know, this is something that...
it was just, really, you know, just, oh, you mind. Joke about, oh...
Yeah, you know.
People would have... I've heard people suggest it to you. Why don't you start a label? Just do that.
I used to laugh in people's faces, man.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It was a little bit of a running joke.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden one day it's the real deal.
Yeah.
The real deal. And things have just been coming together. We've been making connections, meeting the right people, talking to the right folks, and showing up at the right places, and things are just falling into place. And only God can be credited for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So my prayer is that he continues to bless us in that way and to keep guiding us.
I am excited with an H. But yeah, man, on that note, man, we got to get out of here. We want to end it off with Never Hurts track. His album is dropping on all digital retailers. June the 14th.
Yes.
2011, June 14th. So make sure y'all cop it. His first single is Do It featuring Tashawn Knight.
And speaking of Tashawn, Tashawn's album Changed is available on iTunes as mentioned at the beginning
right
of the show.
Yeah.
It is available now.
Right now. So make sure you log on to higherintelmusic.com. That's higherintelmusic.com to read up more on it. If you want to learn more about it, if you're interested in booking the tour, and having us come to your church. It's called the Greater Is He Tour. Mm-hmm. That's going down this fall. So if you're interested in having that at your church, we're going to be tackling depression, sex before marriage, and secular music. It'll be myself, Tashawn Knight, Never Heard, Spoken, and maybe one other artist.
And we'll be releasing more details about this tour as time goes on.
Yeah.
All the stops that we'll be making, and more details on how the shows are going to be run. So stay tuned for all of that.
And higherintelmusic.com, niftychristian.com, 1-877-444-NIFTY. I want to give a big shout out to my man Greg, man. Your thought today was really encouraging, and I know a lot of people will be blessed by it. Remember to love all those around you, love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a nifty Christian.
See ya.
Much love, y'all. Peace.
I do. Cause when he take you in, then you already famous. The flow stainless, Moso is the word of God. Wanna free my chains, but I was waiting in the world to fall. I heard Jesus say, but Satan was determined, y'all. God, he found a way to me, and now I put him first in all. Could've went the secular route, except I'm about a higher prize and the rise of respect from a crowd. I spit the gospel, I spit God's will. Without him around, my life would've taken a hard spill. Now I don't do it for a dude to say he nice with it. Do it to show him you can make it by putting Christ in it. Give me your ears before I Mike Tyson it. Put him first, now when he comes, it'll be a nice finish. Later. Yeah. I don't hear haters. Why? If I did, then I never would have been where I is. My God's cheerleader. Amen. Decisions made, I never had to look back on it. Why? The lamb was slain, I lift him up on every track, homie. Yeah. We are that lowly, not worthy, not worthy. What? You are that holy, God, hold me, have mercy. Knew my future before I came out my mother's womb. He knew I heat the booth like the sun in the summer do. Sometimes I wonder without the father what I'ma do. Yeah. Rappers spitting up, but I would have made it even if I chose a different road. When the whistle blows and the game's over, my sinful soul would not have been with the Lord. Not with the Lord. And so I do this for Jehovah only. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, you're the one I know is holy. Oh yeah.
Christian show.